This is Ia Dossi with WSQL News. According to the Transylvania Times, our county's fire marshal's office has had an unusually busy spring. So far this year, the office has been called to investigate 18 fires. This surpasses the number of fires the office has investigated in all of last year. Last week, local firefighters were put to the test as multiple fires broke out in the county. According to Kenneth McJunkin of the North Carolina Forest Service, 11 brush fires have broken out this year, and that number is lower than normal. A normal March would have produced 25 to 30. But because of intermittent rain lasting for 3 or 4 days, the numbers are lower. Firefighters remind everyone to use caution when burning brush and to make sure to have the proper permit. The Transylvania Community Arts Council will host the annual Transylvania County Student Arts Show from April 5th through the 27th. The show is sponsored by the Transylvania Community Arts Council, Main Street Limited, Transylvania County Schools, and the North Carolina Arts Council. Enjoy artwork by students in the county from grades K through 12. All schools in the county are participating. Art teachers from each school submitted paintings, sculptures, drawings, photographs, and more by students in grades kindergarten through 12. The public is invited to join students, art teachers, and parents for an evening reception at the Arts Council on Thursday, April 5th from 4 to 6 p.m. Join TC Arts in recognizing the accomplishments of local student artists and their teachers with an evening of art and refreshments. There will be a second reception on April 27th from 5 to 9 p.m. as part of Brevard's Fourth Friday Gallery Walk. For more information, call 884-2787. TJ Maxx is now hiring part-time store merchandise associates for its new Hendersonville location at the Blue Ridge Mall. Store officials asked those interested to apply at the associate hiring April 16th through the 18th from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Blue Ridge Mall's Sheriff's Office substation. And this has been Ia Dossi for WSQL News.